Do you remember this song?
This is a night to remember, a sweet celebration of love. It's a holiday of dreams in warm reds and greens, and a star that keeps shining above. Christmas Eve. Children, Santa, mistletoe, and moonlight, a feeling of joy everywhere, and the song in the night, being sung clear and bright, is a moment for lovers to share. This is a night to remember, a sweet celebration of love. It's a holiday of dreams in warm reds and greens, and a star that keeps shining above. Christmas Eve. Laughter, holly, snowflakes, and sleigh bells, dreamers who travel the skies, as we sit in the glow of a fire burning low, there's a lifetime of love. A sweet celebration of love. It's a holiday of dreams in warm reds and greens, and a star that keeps shining above. Christmas Eve. This is the night to this is a night to remember, Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. Good evening, good evening. This is a night to remember. Who is that? Who is that? Yes, yeah, the one and only Engelbert Humperdinck. That's right. Arnold George Dorsey. Born May 2nd, 1936. Known professionally as Engelbert Humperdinck. He is an English pop singer who has been described as one of the finest middle-of-the-road balladeers. One of the best around. He achieved international prominence back in 1967 with his recording of Release Me. You remember that one? Yeah. Come on now. I know you remember that song. Starting as a performer under the name of Jerry Dorsey in the late 1950s, he later adopted the name of the German composer Engelbert Humperdinck as a stage name and found success after he partnered with manager Gordon Mills in 1965. His recording of the ballads Release Me and The Last Waltz both topped the UK single chart back in 1967, selling more than 1 million copies each. Humperdinck scored further major hits in rapid succession, including There Goes My Everything, 1967, Am I That Easy to Forget, 1968, and A Man Without Love, 1968. In the process, he attained a large following, with some of his most devoted fans calling themselves Humperdinkers. Three of his singles were among the best-selling of the 1960s in the United Kingdom. There you have it. Jerry Dorsey, better known as Engelbert Humperdinck. Do you remember this song? Did you have a ball after New Year's Eve? Come on, tell me. You can tell me. That was the Heartbeats. Yeah, the Heartbeats were a 1950s American doo-wop group, best known for their song A Thousand Miles Away, which charted at number 53 in the U.S. Billboard listing back in 1957. Yeah. The Doo-Wops. I think I could have been a part of that group. Think so? Maybe I could have been the baritone. What do you think? Yeah, let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Do you remember this song? Thank you. We're going to take you on a little ride here. Remember How Great. So sit back and relax.
in all a game of golf. I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine cinnamon patty, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, though I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, dad, 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 daddy, and though I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Thank you.
I know it's bringing back memories. Yeah, man, oh man. Remember how great? Yeah, remember how great? Remember how great? Ooh, just had to give you a medley of the greatness. And about to tell you who they are. After this quick commercial break.
¿Has oído hablar de Good Call? Good Call es una línea directa gratuita de apoyo para arrestos las 24 horas del día y los 7 días de la semana. Si usted o un ser querido son arrestados, ustedes deben de llamar al 1-833-GOOD-CALL. Y nosotros les conectamos con un abogado gratuito y le ayudará con el proceso y arresto y protegerá sus derechos. Nuevamente, eso es 1-833-466-322 y se le conectará con un abogado gratuito para ayudar con el proceso de arresto. Ser arrestado puede ser muy aterrador. No hay razón por la que debes ir a través de eso solo. Con Good Call, nunca estás solo. Te cubrimos las espaldas.
Yeah, thank you, Good Call. Well, we're going to remember how great. The first one up that you heard was from the man himself, William James Count Basie. Yeah. Born August 21st, 1904, he departed us April 26, 1984, was an American jazz pianist, organist, band leader, and composer. In 1935, he formed the Count Basie Orchestra, and in 1936, took them to Chicago for long engagement and their first recording. He led the group for almost 50 years, creating innovations like the use of two-split tenor saxophones, emphasizing the rhythm section, riffling with a big band, using arrangers to broaden their sound, and others. Many musicians came to prominence under his direction, including the tenor saxophonist Lester Young and Herschel Evans, the guitarist Freddie Green, trumpeters Buck Clayton and Harry Sweets Edison, plunger trombonist Al Gray, and singers Jimmy Rushens, Helen Humes, Thelma Carpenter, and Joe Williams. Just a little bit of info on the man himself, Count Basie. Second person you heard was Les Brown. Yeah, Les Brown, the band leader. Les Raymond Brown, born March 14th, 1912. He departed us January 4th, 2001. Was an American jazz musician who led the big band Les Brown and his band of renown for nearly seven decades from 1938 to the year 2000. Brown was born in Remington, Pennsylvania. He enrolled in the Conway Military Band School, later part of Ithaca College. In 1926, studying with famous band leader Patrick Conway for 3 years before receiving a music scholarship to the New York Military Academy. Yeah, go Les Brown. Where he graduated in 1932, Brown attended college at Duke University from 1932 to 1936. There he led the group Les Brown and his Blue Devils, who performed regularly on Duke's campus and up and down the East Coast. Brown took to the band on the extensive summer tour in 1936. At the end of the tour, while some of the band members returned to Duke to continue their education, others stayed on with Brown and continued to tour, becoming in 1938 the band of renown. The band's original drummer, Don Kramer, became the acting manager and helped define their future. In 1942, Brown and his band concluded work on the RKO picture Sweet and Hot, played at the Palladium Ballroom, Hollywood. A few years later, 1945, the band brought Doris Day into the prominence with their recording of Sentimental Journey. The song's release coincided with the end of World War II in Europe and became an unofficial homecoming theme for many veterans. The band had 9 other members. One hit songs including I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. In 1952-1953, Brown was the orchestra leader on Day's radio program, The Doris Day Show, on CBS. There's a little bit of fact about Les Brown, the band leader. The next person you heard up was Andre Castellance. He was born in Russia. December 22nd, 1901. He departed us January 13th, 1980. Was a Russian-born American popular orchestra music conductor and arranger who was one of the major components of popular orchestra music. Abraham Noinvich Kostelalance, hope I said it right, was born in St. Petersburg, Russia, to a prominent Jewish family. He was a cousin of a physicist, Lew Kostowitz. His father, Nachman Yohelovich, can't pronounce the middle, was active on the St. Petersburg Stock Exchange. His maternal grandfather, Yevalshik, was a wealthy merchant and an industrialist engaged in timber production. He began playing the piano at 4.5 years old. He studied composition and orchestration at the Petrograd Conservatory of Music. When he was 19, the Grand Petrograd Opera Company held a competition to select a choir master and assistant conductor, in which he was selected, despite being the youngest applicant. Castellance continued there until leaving Russia in March of 1922, after the Russian Revolution. when he stayed in Paris for a time before moving to the United States. So there's a little history about my man, Andre Castellans. Yeah, those were the good old days. That was music that people wanted to hear. The next person up after that was the one and only Mary Martin. Mary Virginia Martin, born December 1st, 1913, she departed us November 3rd, 1990, was an American actress and singer, a muse of Rodgers and Hammerstein. She originated many leading roles on stage over her career, including Nellie Forbush in South Pacific back in 1949, the title character in Peter Pan in 1954, and Maria von Trapp in The Sound of Music, 1959. She was named the Kennedy Center honoree in 1989. She was the mother of actor Larry Hagman. Wow. Isn't that a coincidence? Martin was born in Weatherford, Texas. Her autobiography described her childhood as secure and happy. She had close relationship with both of her parents as well as her siblings. As a young actress, Martin had an instinctive ear for recreating musical sounds. So there you have it. A little bit of history about Mary Martin. And did not know that she was the mother of Larry Hagman. Wow. Next up we have Thomas Francis Dorsey Jr. We know him as Tommy Dorsey. Born November 19th, 1905. He departed us in November 26, 1956. Was an American jazz trombonist, composer, conductor, and band leader of the big band era. He was known as the sentimental gentleman of swing because of his smooth tone trombone playing. His theme song was "I'm Getting Sentimental Over You." His technical skills on the trombone gave him renown among other musicians. He was a younger brother of band leader Jimmy Dorsey. After Dorsey broke with his brother in the mid-1930s, he led an extremely successful band from the late 1930s into the 1950s. He is best remembered for standards such as Opus 1, Song of India, Maria, On Treasure Island, and his biggest hit single, I'll Never Smile Again. It's a little history on the man himself, Tommy Dorsey. And last but not least, I'm sure when he started singing, you heard it through his voice. Louis Daniel Armstrong. That's right, Louis Armstrong. Born August 4th, 1901. Departed us July 6th, 1971. Nickname Satchmo, Satch, and Pops. He was an American trumpeter and vocalist. He was among the most influential figures in jazz. His career spanned 5 decades and different eras in the history of jazz. Armstrong was born and raised in New Orleans, coming to the prominence in the 1920s as an inventive trumpet and cornet player. Armstrong was one foundational influence in jazz, shifting the focus of the music from collective improvisation to solo performance. Around 1922, he followed his mentor, Joe King Oliver, to Chicago to play in the Creole Jazz Band. In Chicago, he spent time with other popular jazz musicians, reconnecting with his friend, Bix Beiderbecke, and spending time with Hoagie Carmichael and Lil Hardin. He earned a reputation at the Cunning Contents, and his fame reached band leader Fletcher Henderson. Henderson persuaded Armstrong to come to New York City, where he became a featured and musically influential band soloist and recording artist. Harden became Armstrong's second wife, and they returned to Chicago to play together, and then he began to form his own hot jazz bands after years of touring. He settled in Queens, and by the 1950s, he was a national musical icon. Assisted in part by his appearance on radio and in films, television, in addition to his concerts. There's little facts about Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Yes, and there is a mural of him in Queens. Yes, there is. With other greats who lived in the borough of Queens. So there you have it. That's the first part of Remember How Great. We're going to get to part two in a minute. But right now,
do you remember this song?
So sweet. Oh, look at you. Wow, you just see some tears coming down. Yep, that's the one and only Judy Garland, born Frances Ethel Gum. June 10th, 1922, she departed us June 22nd, 1969, was an American actress and singer. While critically acclaimed for many different roles throughout her career, she is widely known for playing the part of Dorothy Gale in The Wizard of Oz back in 1939. She attended international stardom She attained international stardom as an actress in both musical and dramatic roles, as a recording artist, and on the concert stage. Renowned for her versatility, she received an Academy Juvenile Award, a Golden Globe Award, and a special Tony Award. Garland was the first woman to win the Grammy Award for Album of the Year, which she won for her 1961 live recording title, Judy at Carnegie Hall. Garland began performing as a child with her two older sisters in a vaudeville group, the Gum Sisters, and was later signed to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer as a teenager. She appeared in more than two dozen films for MGM. Garland was a frequent on-screen partner with both Mickey Rooney and Gene Kelly, and regularly collaborated with director and second husband Vincent Minnelli. Other starring roles during the period including Meet Me in St. Louis, 1944, The Harvey Girls, 1946, Easter Parade, 1948, Summer Stock, 1950. In 1950, after 15 years with MGM, the studio released her amid a series of personal struggles that prevented her from fulfilling the terms of her contract. So there you have it. A little bit of history about Judy Garland. Hopefully that song brought back some memories. We're going to give you a little bit of the second half of Remembering How Great. Time is upon us. We got like about 10, 11 minutes to go. I'm going to try to squeeze in as many as we can. Sit back and relax. And do you remember this song?
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I'll love you in buckskin and skirts that I've homespun, but I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bamboos where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bamboozle where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Silks and satins and linen that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Give me eastern trimming where women are women, and high silk hose and peekaboo clothes, and French perfume that rocks the room, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows.
And flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and
bows. that feeling come stealing from your head down to your toes. You ain't been
Brasileiro, meu mulato insoneiro, vou cantar-te no meu verso.
Mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son.
What did she tell you?
A woman of sweet talk.
Yeah.
And give you the glad eye.
Yeah.
But when that sweet talk is done,
keep on a talking.
A woman's a
yeah, the sweet talk is done.
I'll wear it something cool.
Our time is up. Do you remember this song?
Mama done told me.
My mama done told me. Yeah, she told me. She told me that when the time is up, it's time to say so long. Thank you for tuning in. We definitely appreciate you. What can we say? Time is upon us. Do you remember this song? Yeah, we do.
Hi, this is Tanasia Kinney, real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia. And you're listening to FetLifeStation.com.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And we're going to give you a quick rundown, and then we'll be out of here. First one up was Donna Shore, Braun Francis Rose Shore. She was born February 29th, 1916. She departed us February 24th, 1994. Was an American singer, actress, and television personality, and the top charting female vocalist of the 1940s. She rose to prominence as a recording artist during the big band era. She achieved even greater success a decade later in television, mainly as the host of a series of variety programs for the Chevrolet Automobile Company. There's a little bit about Dinah Shore. Second up, heavy hitter himself, Duke Ellington. Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington, born April 29th, 1899. He departed us May 24th, 1974. Mr. Ellington was an American jazz pianist, composer, and leader of the infamous jazz orchestra from 1923 through the rest of his life. Born and raised in Washington, D.C., Ellington was based in New York City from the mid-1920s and gained a national profile through his orchestra's appearance at the Cotton Club in Harlem. A master at writing miniatures for the 3-minute 78 RPM recording format, Ellington wrote or collaborated on more than 1,000 compositions. His extensive body of work is the largest recorded personal jazz legacy, and many of his pieces have become standards. He's also recorded songs written by his bandsmen, such as Juan Tizol's Caravan, which brought a Spanish ting to the big band jazz. At the end of the 1930s, Ellington began a nearly 30-year collaboration with composer, arranger, pianist Billy Strayhorn, whom he called his writing and arranging companion. There you have it, a little bit about Duke Ellington. Last but not least, Xavier Cugart. Yeah, born January 1900. Was a Spanish musician and band leader who spent his formative years in Havana, Cuba. A trained violinist and arranger, he was a leading figure in the spread of Latin music. In New York City, he was a leader of the resident orchestra at the Waldorf Astoria before and after World War II. He was also a cartoonist and a restaurateur. The personal papers of Xavier Cugart were preserved in the Biblioteca de Catalunya. Cugart was born Francisco de Assis Javier Cugart Mingel de Bru y de Fleur in Gerona, Catalina, Spain. His family immigrated to Cuba when he was 3 years old. He studied classical violin and worked as a violinist at the age of 9 in a silent movie theater to help pay for his education. He was the first chair violinist for the Teatro Nacional Symphonic Orchestra. When he wasn't performing, he started drawing characters. On July 6, 1915... he and his family arrived in New York City on the SS Havana. Cugart appeared in recitals with Enrico Caruso playing violin solos. There you have it. It's a little bit of history about the man himself, the violinist, Xavier Cugart. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting FetLifeStation.com. Remember to tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. We're here for you. We appreciate you. And what can we say? Keep God first. Remember, everybody is special to somebody. Just remember that. Everybody is special to somebody. Yeah. The holidays are upon us. We have to be mindful, you know, and just treat everybody like you would want to be treated. So enjoy the rest of your evening and good night.
Surround.